Blog Talk Radio.
What's that, y'all? Left eye on the track. Girl, keep my eyes open to my left. Timmy is on my right. We're gonna be starting to shout. Check it out. What's up? What's up?
Same damn time, baby, hurt or two. Something can happen to put me in the mood. Keep it inside till it turns dark blue. Trash everything I ever gave to you. Put it on the back of your lips.
Gotta love Left Eye, man. Well, the whole TLC, you know what I mean? But gosh, man, I miss that girl.
So much. It don't make
yeah, you know that was my cousin, right?
Hold on. She was my cousin.
Okay. That works.
Always claim
folk when they doing something. Let them get
I know,
in trouble.
Right.
Like that dude that just did that to that baby. I bet ain't nobody claiming him right about now with his punk behind. And I did say punk. Okay, I had to get that off my chest. I can't. Okay. Anyway.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm good.
You cool?
It's like women. We don't Google dudes no more nowadays. Am I the only one that Google dudes? I'm talking about Z Fly. Do y'all don't Google the people y'all deal with? I mean, I'm confused. Am I literally the only one that Googles?
That's a good idea, but no, I don't, actually.
Wow, so you just go in a relationship blindly, just let love lead you?
But no, I don't go in blindly. I mean, I just
love
don't use the internet.
You got some lonely dark roads now. And a person might jump out and be Jack the Ripper, I'm telling you. Listen, listeners, if you're dealing with somebody, I know this ain't got nothing to do with the topic, but listen, baby, if y'all dealing with somebody and y'all trying to take it to the next level, especially if y'all going to have them around y'all parents and y'all kids, Google them. Ain't nothing wrong with it. I believe in Googling. Yes, I do. Okay. That's not crazy. I believe in Googling.
That's a testament to how crazy women are.
No, it's not. It is a testament to how smart people are. Because I didn't just say that women need to Google. I think everybody needs to Google. If I'm going to deal with you and we're going to be cool, I need to see what you're about. I need to make sure that you ain't raped 4 or 5 babies before I let you meet mine.
Uh-uh.
I need to make sure that you ain't on. Let me stop. I ain't going to go there. But I need to check a couple of other things, too.
Okay.
So, yes, I'm going to Google you.
Hallelujah.
I have busted a minute Googling.
Wow.
And then not only that, but I don't think you should have the Googling. I let a dude know up front. Oh, by the way, I Googled you, baby. You good? You straight?
Okay.
So far, so good.
Good.
And so then they can either say, dang, or they could be like, well, you know, I understand. You got to remember, I'm a divorced single mama with kids, so I got to Google you off the rip, baby.
So, Tori, do you have a name for that method? I mean, you know, have you, like, you know, made a little name for that?
Well, one of my homegirls, her name is Christy. She calls herself Gigi, and that's for Google Girl.
Okay.
So, you know, Gigi can go for anybody. You could be the Google guy.
Right.
You could be the Google girl, you know.
The Google
My
group.
Thing is this. Exactly. I meet a dude, just say for example, I'm going to give you a prime example, and we'll go into the topic, but let me just show you how to do it, because, you know, nowadays, you know,
yeah.
It is what it is. So I meet a guy, how you doing? What's your name? Let's just say, for example, he say Red. No.
Mm-hmm.
Red, not your name. What's your mama name? And then he'll say, you know, Peter Johnson or whatever. So
right.
I say, okay, Peter, when's your birthday? You know, they just thinking you just asking, you know, random questions. I'm trying to enlighten somebody. Yes, I am. So,
okay.
You know, they just think you just asking random questions or whatever. So, you know, they say, June 25th, why old are you? And that can kind of let you figure out the year, right?
Mm-hmm.
So you're like, okay, cool. Now, if you like Peter Johnson, and Peter Johnson is somebody that you, you know, might feel like you can deal with or that you want to be with or that you want to hang with, ain't nothing wrong with Googling Peter Johnson, born December the 30th, 1979. Or whenever,
right.
There's absolutely nothing wrong with that because you want to make sure Peter Johnson is at least legit enough not to be on Google.
That does make a lot of sense. You know, because a lot of people, you know, since they've been in jail, they've done many crimes that they may not tell you about. You know what I'm saying? Because they're ashamed of it, and then plus they don't want you to prejudge them. However, those are things that you need to know before getting in a relationship with that person. So,
exactly.
Yeah, you're right. So Google, everybody. Google is definitely your friend. Tori D got
and
a phone.
And then my thing is this. Say, for example, let's say you have been in jail and it's for selling drugs. You know, I might give you a pass. Or something like that. But my biggest thing is nowadays, especially in the dating game, you got to make sure a Negro ain't married. Ain't that something?
Oh, that
if
is,
I Google
that is.
You
yeah,
and, your,
married
and your
now.
Marriage license come up, or if I Google you, you know, I'm telling you, it's what
you
do.
Know, right, but see, but the whole thing, see, you know, they might be married, but you know how it is, you know, they're going to leave her eventually, you know what I'm saying.
Oh,
no,
nah, babe, you can't fall for that, ladies and gentlemen, because there's a lot of married women getting their creep on nowadays. The times have changed.
Oh.
Ladies and gentlemen, ain't nobody finna leave you. Ain't nobody finna leave their house, their spouse,
no.
Their bread, and their butter for you, okay? Because
okay.
If they were going to leave, they'd already be gone.
Exactly. And then what's so sad about it is a lot of people, you know what I'm saying, they get involved, they give it up, they do all this with that thought of, oh, they're going to leave them soon, but they don't got everything from you. What's the point of leaving them? You know what I'm saying?
Let's say hard. I was
just
dating
saying.
Dude. I Googled them, and after I Googled him, I came back with about 4 or 5 questions. He was like, where is all that coming from? I said, oh, you remember I told you I was going to Google you when I got home? I Googled you.
Mm-hmm. Whoa.
So this is where they came from. So tell me what her name is now. What's up with that? Because I seen y'all picture on Facebook together. When I Googled you and her Facebook came up. What's up with that? Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm.
Interesting.
Mm-hmm. You know, you, Tori, you are scaring so many guys right now. They're like, dang, she's calling us out. Well, you saw Tori. I was joking.
Hey, this is called the Keeping It What? This is the Real Hot and Fresh show. What
freaky,
we don't do is keep it real hot and exactly. Freaking fresh. Always. Google me. Look, Google me, baby. If you Google Tori D, if you Google the Real Hot and Fresh show, you'll see all of us. So Google us.
Yep.
We don't mind.
We don't mind. Well, that is, huh?
I said, so that's what's up. I just don't win all off the top.
What did Smooth T say? I know Smooth T had something to say. What did you say, Smooth?
I ain't Googling nobody. I ain't wasting my time.
Oh, wow. So, yeah. Can everybody see Smooth T?
I don't care if some chick Google me. I ain't going to say that. If she's like, I'm going to Google you when I get home. Yeah. She done pushed the crazy button right there. I'm like, okay, she's crazy.
So you think when I tell a dude I'm going to Google him when I get home and I explain why, you think he automatically think in the back of his mind, oh, she crazy. I mean, keep it real with me. Keep it real.
Well, you know, some people will. You know, some people will look at it like stalkers.
Whatever happened to keeping it real, keeping it 100. You ask me anything, I tell you the answer.
Everybody's not. Everybody's not
going to
tell you the truth.
Exactly, Tommy. Everybody is not. And I'm so sorry, but I've been crazy about a person before, only to find out and there's a person that's done took me on trips, that's done did this, that's done did that, only to find out dude was married. How spooky is that? But if I had to Google his tale from the get-go, then that's a pain and that's a hurt that I could have felt. So my Googling comes from experience. And I'm going to Google yourself, bottom line, because I need to know from the get-go, because people are not forthcoming anymore. People are not honest anymore. That's just the way it is.
Yeah.
And if I'm going to give you any of my time because I don't have a lot of time to waste, I'm so busy. Ain't I, Z-Fly?
Yes, you are. She's a very busy working woman.
I don't have time to waste. I'm going to Google yourself. That's just the way it is.
Yeah, and then another thing, people, they're not gonna. I mean, like a lot of people, you know, they put their best foot forward. You know, they're gonna tell you all these things to woo and why.
Crazy.
You know what I'm saying? Right, exactly, to impress you. But really, that's maybe not them. So, yeah, you definitely gotta be careful. Actually, just to get off topic a little bit, I wanna just go back and say that our last week talking about 2012, I actually went and saw the movie, and those of y'all who have seen it, I'm pretty sure some of y'all got the same reaction I got, and that is a zero. That movie was so awful, y'all. Let me tell you something. It was not realistic. I mean, for one thing, I didn't feel like I was watching a movie that was talking about the future. I just felt like I was watching another disaster movie. I mean, for one thing, they try to make the movie out of a love story. You know what I'm saying? I mean, it was not realistic. To me, it wasn't good. But however, there was one thing that was in there that like kind of raised your eyebrow and then like kind of made you think. Well, what happened was the government they was building like on these big metal arcs because they was preparing for the flood. But what happened was they had about 5 or 4 arcs, you know, for people to get on. However, they only had them to fit only 400,000 people of the whole world. 400,000 people. And hold on. And look, and then get this. The way that they picked which people that was going to be saved, they selectively picked them starting with the rich and famous. Yeah.
Wow.
And then another thing too was the president, he was black, of course, you know, to represent our current day president. He dies in the movie, but the vice president, who is white, lives. Now, I'm not trying to say nothing, but I'm just saying.
The black president dies,
but the white vice president lives. And then what's so bad about it? I mean, like, only 400,000 people of the whole world live. Are you serious?
Wow.
So that was kind of something to think about because, you know, whenever you know, I mean, I'm pretty sure the government, they will try to do stuff like that, you know, to save, you know, certain
I don't
ones.
Put nothing past people, especially not super, super
government.
Rich people, because they
get
to a point where they forget God, they forget where they came from, and all they worship is that money. And we
exactly.
all know that the love of money, not money, but the love of money, is the root of all evil. So I don't put that past people, not at all.
Not at all. But, you know, we definitely want to go ahead and thank everybody for tuning in. Another Monday Night with us. It is being right there on top of the hill. The Keeping It Real Hot and Fresh show with your Keeping It Real Hot, I can't even know, with your Real Hot and Fresh host. So we thank y'all for definitely tuning in with us. What we're going to do is we're going to go ahead into our topic. We thank y'all for, you know. Now, look, now another thing, too, what Tori was talking about that Google stuff, that's very wise thing to do whenever you're out there getting in relationships. So, you know, do that, y'all. But we're going to jump into our weekly inspiration for this.
Oh, yeah.
with Dad, you know what I'm saying? I forgot about that. With our girl,
no,
Tori
I
D. I know. With our girl, Tori D. And then we're going to talk about. Actually, we're going to continue talking about some relationships, you know what I'm saying, and then see where we go with that. But first things first, weekly inspiration presented by Tori D.
Yo, what's up, y'all? It's your girl, Tori D, and it's another week for your weekly inspiration. This week's weekly inspiration is going to come from Proverbs, the 27th chapter and the 17th verse. And it says, iron sharpens iron, so a man sharpens the countenance of his friend. Let me give a quick shout out to Upon This Rock Christian Center in Murfreesboro, Tennessee, which is where I worshiped on yesterday and where I heard this scripture. The pastor was speaking on friendship and the types of things that we should look for in a friend and how to appreciate the good people that God has put in our lives. This scripture reminds us that our friends, family, spouses, boyfriends, and girlfriends are supposed to sharpen us and we are supposed to sharpen them. It simply means that we're supposed to add to one another, to learn from one another, and take care of one another. He also gave us five things to look for in a friend and companion, and they are compatibility, acceptance, agreement, accompaniment, and asset. So make sure that you link up with the right person, because if a person does not add to you, then they're only going to take away. And that's your weekly inspiration from your girl, Tori D, y'all. Hey, because it's a God in me. Hey. That was my
research.
And what makes it so bad is I could really say that if I wanted to, but I'm sick.
Yeah.
So that's our weekly inspiration.
That's what's up. Well,
and
everybody.
Awesome yesterday.
Who was off yesterday?
No, I said the sermon, the service was awesome yesterday at that church.
Oh.
I had to give them a shout out. You know, nowadays it's hard to find, you know, a word teaching church. So
when
you go
is.
Somewhere where they handle in their business, it really is a blessing. It really is.
That's what's up. Well, everybody, once again, we want to welcome you to the Keeping It Real Hot and Freaky Fresh Blog Talk Radio Show. And tonight we are talking about relationships and what goes on and everything like that. You know, your girl Tori D, she just, you know, went on and educated y'all on how to Google people. You know, that
yes.
you know what I'm saying. So, you know, I mean that really makes a lot of sense. However, our boy Smooth T, he thinks that's a waste of time. But you know, I guess you're gonna do what you gotta do, right? But tonight we're actually talking about being in a relationship only for the love of wealth. Now, for example, now, you know, there are so many people, I mean, so many people that I think, my opinion, I think it's kind of, you know, but, you know, there's so many people that get in relationships, not for love, you know, not even for companionship, just
right.
because that person has a lot of wealth, you know, so.
Business
deals.
You know,
yeah, you know, there are different situations. Sometimes the person that has the wealth, they might not mind because maybe they don't want to be alone. They want companionship, you know. But even though they're allowing that, is it right? You know, how does it really, you know, how is the outcome of that situation really going to pan out in the end? So tonight our question is, you know, what do y'all think? You know, should a person get involved with somebody because of just the wealth, even if that person who has the wealth allows it. Now, what I'm going to ask my co-host tonight is, what do y'all think? Do y'all think it's fine, you know, if a person get involved, get in a relationship with somebody because, you know, for the wealth, even though that person allows it, you know, it's fine with them. You know, you know, to them, mm-hmm. you know, they know that this person is using them or only with them you know, for the money. However, they don't care because why? You know, they have somebody in their life. You know, they're not lonely. What are y'all, I mean, what are y'all thoughts?
I'm going to let Smooth T go first on that one.
Yeah.
Smooth
T, what are your thoughts?
Well, I mean, if you got money, basically, put it like this. Say you got a couple $1 million and you drive a Lamborghini and you got a Rolls Royce family sitting in your yard or whatever, and you got a big old house. You go out and meet a chick. When you go outside and she sees your car, that's automatically assuming something right there. You know what I'm saying? She,
that's automatically a what, babe?
She's going to automatically assume something. She's going to automatically assume you got money. That right there is a big, that right there is a big plus for any chick just about.
Okay.
Like, okay, he got money.
Got money.
You take it to your house. You got a big old mansion.
Mansion.
Now, if she's not going to want to be with you for a while, that says a lot about you as a person because you must be really bad. Because most chicks, I mean, they want a man with money, and if they don't actually want to be with you, they'll keep you around long enough to get something out of you.
Okay,
not
real
me
quick.
Personally, though, because I don't, you know, I don't deal with chicks to, you know, buy me this, buy me that.
Right, right.
I think you do the mall, and you say, hey, can you give me this? Ooh, buy me that. Yeah. We ain't going to work out.
Real quick, let me just throw in there real quick. We also want to invite you to go into our chat room, which is open. The SSBN chat room is open, so if you want to log in there, you can leave us comments in there. Our Facebook is also running, so you can leave us comments there too. And definitely call in, people, 646-200-3136. We'll get your comments, you know, on air with us. And also, whenever you do dial that number, hit option 1, and you'll be connected to speak with us. Again, that's 646-200-3136, and then hit option 1. All right, so Smoothie, so that's your comment. Okay, Tori D, what are your thoughts on that?
Wow. And normally I'm the deep one.
Yeah.
But let me just tell you guys from life experiences, even though I guess I will say I still believe in dating a person for love or because you care about them, I will say it is so very hard to do that because you rarely find an authentic, and this is just me talking from my own personal experiences, you rarely find an authentic man nowadays. So you find yourself looking around at your girlfriends who are going on shopping sprees and your girlfriends who got this and who got that, who totally play men for money, and you be thinking, well, do I need to start acting like that to get the, you know, to get the right dude? Do I need to start approaching it from a business sense? Because if we can just be honest, even the world, even the law looks at marriage as a business. That's why you have to go through so much when you try to get a divorce. So I will tell you this, even though I still believe in love first, it is very hard to do that because you at some point you got to start looking at it from the business sense at the same time. And I can only speak for me. You know, I'm a single parent. I have 2 children, right?
Right.
And the children are getting older. The children have things that are going on. So far, I've been taking care of myself. I have a home. I drive what people would consider, you know, a luxury car or whatever, and I have a good paying job. So do I then link up with just anybody, or do I say to myself, and this is a constant struggle, guys. You know, we keep it real hot and fresh on this show. It's not like I'm just out here talking. You know, I'm hosting a radio show. I'm doing this. I'm doing that, you know, plus my real job. So it's like, do I just hook up with anybody because I care about them or because I like them? Or do I sit back and say I have to be selective and get a man that's at least on the same level as me, at least
right,
that has his own home, that has his own car, that has a good paying job, that is going somewhere? It's a constant struggle for a person to still just be with people before love because I'm telling y'all, love don't love nobody. At the
exactly.
end of the day, love don't love nobody. So it's very, very hard, very hard to approach situations nowadays just for the sake of love. But I do think that if we do and if we wait and if we qualify the right person, love will always conquer. Love will always be the best decision and the best idea, which is why I've never went that route, you know, just to date a person for money or for what they have. I don't even think I'm built like that. My parents, they kind of just instilled in me independence and having your own and never have to depend on nobody for nothing. So I think it's just gonna be hard for me either way I look at it. But
and you know what? I'm glad that you brought up love, because that's what we're gonna that's what I'm gonna talk about in a minute. But to let everybody know how this topic tonight came about is because there was a show, I forgot the name of the show, but there was people there, and then like they were just asking people, you know, different things, and then this question came up, and then I was just surprised at some of the answers. Like, I mean, guys and girls, you know, a lot of girls, you know, they said, yeah, they would get involved with somebody, you know, for money, you know, because a lot of them said that, you know, that would help them in their expenses. You know, a lot of them said they don't want to be poor. You know, a lot of them said that, you know, they don't want to be financially struggling. So, you know, they would get involved with somebody, you know, for money reasons, you know, to help advance them, even though they don't love that person, they don't want to be with that person. There was a guy that said he would definitely do it. He said if Oprah had came to his door and you know, asked him to be with her, you know, he would do it, you know, just for money.
I mean, OprahBum.com, I hope he wasn't saying it like Oprah was a nobody. I mean, Oprah is OprahBum.com. Who would it? You know what I mean?
Well, Yeah, but in his case, he was only saying he would be with her for her money, basically. But, you know, but like whenever you were saying the love for money.
Now, come on now.
Oh, wait a minute.
Oprah is beautiful. What are you talking about?
See, he is. Wait a minute now, Tori G.
Bad, maybe.
Wait a minute now.
No, I think Oprah, and I guess because.
With makeup, she sure is.
No, I think she's beautiful. I guess I love strong, independent women. I think she is outstanding. Oprah would be like if I was a dude,
yeah.
If I was a dude in Hollywood, I'd be trying to push up on Oprah. I'd be trying to get stand
no,
up.
No, 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 no.
She's about
no.
her business. She Oprah is about her business. Trust and believe.
No.
If she about her business, I'll give her that. She's handling her business. But
yeah, she is. Y'all give her
that. That's a train wreck.
Yeah. Yeah, I've seen those bags. Yeah, it's really ugly.
I can't believe y'all don't think Oprah's attractive. Wow.
Did she see the color purple?
You
know
said what?
Oprah, you think she see the color purple? That's Oprah with no makeup on.
Pretty much. he ain't lying.
That's Oprah with plenty of makeup on. Y'all so silly.
Oh, that's Oprah with no makeup on.
Trust
and
me.
No part of that.
Yeah.
No,
no
I have
mercy. Push up on that. Push off that.
Push off that, yeah. But also now for the love of money, you know, also people I know that, you know, there's so many people who are trying to advance themselves, and you know, like for example, I use you know, like these young girls who they older guys who has money. For one thing, you know, they have sent because kind of like what Tommy said, you know, they live almost like a princess. You drive whatever car, he gives you an allowance. You go shopping, you get your hair done, you spa. You're living a fairy tale life. And
but
then,
can I say something too?
Sure,
but
yeah.
now the young men are pimping the older women. Now the
of
young
course.
Men are doing the same thing. So I think people are just really about themselves nowadays. You know what? The best way to describe it is selfish.
Exactly. I mean, just like I was telling Smooth T the other day about, you know, I'm not knocking her, and I'm not saying they're not in love, but I was telling Smooth T about Madonna and her 22-year-old boyfriend. I mean, really, she's about 50
something.
He's 22. I mean, really, do you really think that's love? Come on now, he's young. You know, Madonna
right.
is a legend. I mean, right. being with her will really help his reputation, his, you know, his fame or whatever.
Wait a minute. Now we finna argue. You think Madonna is the bomb but not Oprah?
No, wait a minute. No, hold on. No. I never said Oprah wasn't the bomb. I said she's not attractive.
She's not.
I guess. Everybody
I guess
on Facebook.
To slide on that.
Everybody that's listening, go to our Facebook and let us know what you think. Is Oprah attractive, yes or no? Go to our Facebook, Real Hot Chris. I'm serious. I want to know because... I don't think she is. I mean, Smooth T don't think
Oprah
she is.
Oprah is ugly.
But, I mean, let me tell you, Oprah, she's a multi-billion, not million, but billionaire. She's handling her business. She's very independent businesswoman. But
wow.
As far as, look, I know, I'm serious. I mean, look, see, what I think you're doing, Tori, I think you're looking at Oprah with the makeup. Let's take
it's
the makeup
like,
off.
To me, I guess I've always viewed Oprah as like a auntie figure. And I guess you know how
oh,
you
please.
Think your aunts are just so beautiful. I just
no,
think
I
Oprah is so beautiful.
Hey, you see that, mama?
Oh,
she's
my
a
goodness.
Man. Why
anyway, anyway, how about this? Besides that, I say this right here. People that do that are lazy. That's what it is. Is
okay.
They're not realizing opportunity when it knocks. They're just lazy people. They don't want to actually do the hard work that this person did to get this money, regardless
of
whether okay. Say this
yeah.
man hit the lottery or something like that. You know, he lucked up, man. You know, whatever. But
and when we
man,
come back from our break, the Facebook is blowing up, so I gotta read it for y'all when we come back.
Yeah, I'm glad you said that too because I will be reading the Facebook. because hold on, let me do a few of those now because they be like, damn, they be asking these questions and they don't even stay on. My bad, people. Y'all know how we are. We're keeping it real. I'm telling you. Uncle, look, we're gonna actually go to the Facebook page right now before we go on our break. If I can find Facebook. Okay, so our question to our Facebook fans was. Do you think it's okay for a man or a woman to get involved with someone only to gain wealth? Okay, some of y'all said probably not. Some said no. Some said hell no. Baby boy, won't you get with this pimping? What? Okay. okay, look, somebody else said as long as the game is being played on an even field, sure, why not? But, I don't agree with that because, even if the person who has the wealth doesn't mind it, still, doesn't make it right. I mean, that's just like, somebody saying, well, you can
that's
come and say.
That's a low self-esteem having.
Yeah,
person.
Exactly.
Exactly.
And not just that, but some people just like to spend their money on people just to show
yeah,
them that they
but,
got money. Now, me personally, I won't be spending my millions or thousands or hundreds on some chick just because she's fine. That's, no.
Wait a minute. Smooth team. Come on.
Okay.
You mean to tell me in all your years you ain't never broke a chick off just because you thought she was fine?
No.
Oh, my Lord. All men got that one chick that they front for, trust and believe.
Oh, not me. I don't. No, I don't.
Okay.
If I'm giving a chick money, that's the least because she'll give me money.
And iron sharpens iron and y'all look out for each other. That's what you're saying?
Basically, if she needs something, okay. Boom, I'll let you borrow this money. But the key word in this is borrow. You paying me back.
You're right.
Oh, wait a minute. You let a chick borrow some money, you ask for her to pay it back?
Yeah, I ain't say you can have this money. If it's my girl,
hopefully it was rent money, like no $20 or $30, because I would just, as a woman, be like, huh? Like, if I said, look, babe, I need some gas money. Let's say you threw me. $30 or $40 or whatever. I just can't imagine.
$40? What kind of car you got?
No. If it's my woman, okay, I'm not gonna take baby back. But
it's like what kind of car I got.
I do for you. Yeah, she gotta pay me back. For my woman, no. Nah, I mean, if she needs some money, she can get it. But
right. Because, I just can't imagine a dude being like, hey,
too.
By the way, you remember I gave you that gas money? Can I have that back?
Oh,
I'd be like,
my.
Eh,
oh,
Nick.
Tori D, please. You can't imagine a dude doing like that.
Well, I guess,
like
you know
I
what?
Like,
I got a friend that did that girl.
That's how it works. It's not a one-time thing. I take you shopping, I buy you this, I buy you that, and you never do nothing for me.
Time out. Now let's just this is our show and we keep it real hot and fresh. It is the divine order of man to take care of the woman. Period. That's just the divine order.
Yeah, that's
okay. Now nowadays, nowadays because of society and because we have twisted things so far around. Everybody in the household got to work. Mama got to work. And, in most households, mama got to work and daddy got to work. And that's fine. But there's no way you finna tell me, Tommy, as a man, you going to ask a woman back
for money that needed help from you. I can't imagine dude being like, hey, you know that $50 I loaned you, I need that back. I'd be like,
You said somebody got that chick that they do for. Okay, I thought you were talking about, like, you know, we used to date, now we just friends. But if you're talking about somebody that's my woman, no, I'm not going to ask for the money back. But at the same time, I feel like my woman should do for me like I do for her. If I take her shopping,
if
she goes out shopping, she should be able to come back with something for me, not just a whole bag full of stuff for her.
I tell my people on my Facebook all the time, you save your all for God, anybody else you're going 50-50, bump that. So I agree with you right there.
That's true. All right, everybody, what we're going to do, we are, you know, it's things are heating up. I tell you, we're keeping it hot for you. We're going to take a break. We're going to go into our fresh off the plate. And we're going to get right back on this topic. So stick around for the Keeping It Real Hot and Fresh Blog Talk Radio Show. Y'all know how we do.
I'm Rob Whitebout of Trial Weather Services. Tune in to XBN or visit our website at crownweather.com this hurricane season for the most up-to-date information about any hurricanes that may be out in the Atlantic. I'll be keeping a very close eye on the tropical Atlantic during the entire 2009 hurricane season. So, join me from the Crown Weather Services Weather Desk on XBN for all of your hurricane information.
Alrighty then.
Alright, y'all. That was your Crown Weather Services update for you.
Bless that baby. Yes, she was.
Wow. All right, y'all.
I mean, we love our sponsors, but OMG.
We love them. We love them. But they're a mess. Hot mess. All right, everybody. This is Fresh Off the Plate for you. You know, where we give you the news, the gossip, and the what is and what ain't. Okay, now, y'all know that we are looking for another real hot and fresh host. Now, what we're doing is we're taking our time. We're going to take our time. Now, here's how you can apply to be the next Real Hot Fresh host. Go to our MySpace. Now, I know MySpace is almost about to be the thing of the past, but, you know, that's where you go. Or what you can do, you can go to our Yahoo account. So go to your Real Hot Fresh at yahoo.com, and also you can find us on MySpace, our Real Hot Fresh, or you can go to our Facebook at Real Hot Fresh. Let us know why you should be the next Real Hot Fresh host. Also, your boy Z-Fly is doing it again. December 1st, I will be hosting the World AZ here in Wilson County, North Carolina. Yes, you know what I'm saying? I'm going to be in the place to be, the world, you know what I'm saying?
Is that fine? Bishop going to be there this time?
You know, he may be there. He may be there, but I'm not sure. I don't know if he's going to be there, but I know I'm going to be there. So just let y'all know, so if y'all are in the Wilson County, Rocky Mountain, Greenville, Goldsboro area, and you know what I'm saying, you want to come out and support your boy Z-Fly, which is me, come on out to the Sally B. Howard School in Wilson, North Carolina. The address is 1004 Herring Avenue. That's in Wilson, North Carolina. The show starts at about 6 p.m. and it's going to last about 8 p.m. that night. That's December 1st. I want to say that's a... Hold on, that's a Monday. Oh, my God, I don't know. I don't know what day it is. Tuesday, Wednesday. It's one of these days, but it's December
1st. You said December 1st? That's a Monday.
Yes. Okay, there you go, Monday.
Because I got Tuesday. Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? So the first of the week, come on out and see D-Fly. I will be out hosting the World AIDS Day for the Health Department in Wilson, North Carolina. That's what's up. So any more news, announcements, what's going on, y'all? Y'all got something? What you got?
Yeah, I got some announcements. I want to give a big shout-out to As Is Band, one of the baddest live bands on the planet. They're going to be at the Phi Kappa Sigma House on November the 27th at 10 p.m. That's in Tuscaloosa, Alabama. Then on November the 28th, 2009 at 10 p.m., they're going to be at the Beta Phi House in Auburn, Alabama. Big shout out to As Is Band. And if you want more information on them, you can go to www.myspace.com/As Is Band. They're like the flyest, livest band on the planet. I just love them. So y'all make sure y'all go check them out. And that's what that's high off the plate. And I gotta give a shout out to the College Connect. They're about to bring Webby to town. So I'll keep y'all posted on that. So all my Clarksville, Nashville folks, you know, Webby is on his way. So that's what's up, the College Connect.
Oh, that's what it is. And also, everybody, follow us on Twitter now. We look up Real Hot Fresh on Twitter, and you will see us. All right, y'all, that's what it is. That was Fresh Off the Plate from Keeping Real Hot and Fresh. Now, I want to get right back into the show. If you're just now tuning in, we're talking about relationships and about women and men, you know, who just get in relationships only for money, not for love, not for companionship, just for the love of money. Ooh. You know, dollar, holla, make it rain. Y'all know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Now,
I'm
so far, what was comment? Yeah. Go ahead with the comments. Go ahead.
Okay, the first comment is going to come from, and y'all keep the comments coming. This is Cleo Vassal, and he says, I think that you should only marry for love. The money only keeps you happy for a while, but hopefully the love will last forever. And this next comment is gonna come from Marcus Burnett, and he says, it's sad how money can make or break relationships. When the money is there, everything is lovely. But when it's gone, real problems occur. I guess true love is gone. It's all about the Benjamins nowadays. Wow.
Yeah, it is. Yeah.
So that's crazy.
That's what Diddy said. But you know, and also now you know, how about loneliness? Because see, you know, I know there's a lot of older people who, you know, who are lonely and, you know, they want a younger thing.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, sometimes, you know, they have all this money, they don't know what to do with it, so they'll invite, you know, somebody in to stay with them just for money. But, you know, but still another thing too, like the person who may come, you know, in a relationship for money, you got to also, how does that make you look? You know, you got to ask yourself, you know, how does it make you look and sound? Like for example, you know, like, so if somebody asks you, okay, so who is he? You know, I mean, what are you going to say? Oh, he's just somebody that I'm with, right, just, you know, just for money. You know, we don't have any, you know, nothing serious. I just stay there. He gives me money. I mean, is that really the profile you want to tell people? Oh, you know, so, yeah, I mean, really think about how it makes you look. It makes you look kind of gold diggerish. I mean, you know what I mean?
Think about how you are, period. That's crazy. Now, speaking from a lady that has pulled her cougar claws out a time or two.
Uh-oh.
I would like to say that the younger companions are so much fun and so energetic and just so wild and crazy. But you do have to definitely make sure that person is there with the right intentions. Because at the end of the day, age really ain't nothing but a number. But you do find nowadays the going trend is the younger people figure that, just like Tommy Smooth T said, you know, it's a sense of laziness. I don't want to work. I don't want to do this. I don't want to do that. So I'm going to work it.
Yeah.
So shame on the person that dates a person for money, and shame on the person that dates a person for sex and companionship.
Exactly. And then another thing, too, I think, you know, a lot of times, you know, the media kind of enforces it and kind of pushes people to do that. Because, you know, honestly, you know, it looks, I mean, who don't want to live like a princess or a prince? You know what I'm saying? You know, just have somebody just rain on money, you know. Yes, I mean, yes, the idea of that seems fun. But then, like Tori said, at the end of the day, think about how it makes you look, period. You know what I'm saying? I mean, you're not independent. You know what I'm saying? I mean, you won't really be happy with yourself. But money doesn't make you happy. You know, and then, plus, you know, there's going to come a time whenever you are really going to want to be with somebody, and then here you are with this person that you really don't love, you know, that's going to cause you to cheat. You know what I'm saying?
And you will reap what you sow. That's just,
exactly.
I think about the time, you never have to try to get your get back with anybody, because whatever a person sow, whether it's Tory D, whether it's Z-Fi, whether it's Smooth T, whatever a person sow, they're going to reap. That's just the way it is. And people can say karma and all that. That ain't nothing but a cute way to say you reap what you sow, what the Bible said millions and thousands of years ago. You know, so you reap what you sow. That's another thing that we have to remember. Anytime you allow yourself to take advantage of somebody else's insecurities and somebody else's low self-esteem, trust and believe at one point in your life somebody's going to do the exact same thing to you but worse. And that's another key point to remember when you're reaping what you're sowing. You're going to reap it fourfold, tenfold, twentyfold, and some a hundredfold. And that's just simply the Bible saying you're going to reap it back way worse than what you put it out. I am a living witness. Some of the dudes who heart I broke in high school, who might be listening now. Trust and believe, Tori D, that got her get back, baby. Trust and believe, I have reaped all that. So, you read what you sow.
Hold on, let me ask.
Don't say that because I done broke a lot of hearts, but I ain't had mine broke yet.
Oh, it's on the way.
Oh, yeah, like that.
It's on the way. It's on the way. Trust and believe.
Woo! Boy.
All I can say is I look good, so I bounce back fast.
You know
he
what?
Said what?
You don't even listen to him.
So I will bounce back fast.
Did he say he looked good?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Baby, have you seen me? Because I am drop dead gorgeous and I still
read.
I am fabulous. Not only am I pretty, but I'm fine. You feel me? Not only am I pretty, but I'm fine. Fine to death. Sweet.
You ain't fine, is you?
Oh, you know it, Z. Okay.
She's hot to death.
Okay, so you will reap it. I don't care if you. Look at Halle Berry. She done hurt somebody.
Oh, yeah.
Bless her.
Well, when it happens, I'll find another woman to make me feel better.
Oh, wow. From the next one to the next one, huh?
Yeah, exactly. He's being passed around. Anyway, we're going to go back to Facebook page.
Look like he's passing around.
That's what they'll do. We're going to go back to our Facebook chatters. Actually, we had a little conversation going. Okay, so one chatter said, I'm not saying it's right. I would never do it, but there's people who live fine with that kind of arrangement. It's sad and pitiful, but in the end, I guess whatever floats your boat. The other chatter responded to that and said, wealth brings greed, and greed is deadly sin. I think it's wrong to use people just to get money. Folks don't look the fact that money tears families and friends apart. The previous chatter said, If you're someone who looks for money instead of love, I can probably almost guarantee you that you came from a broken home. That's interesting.
Oh,
she also said parents need to teach their children that love is what's important. Wow. You know what? So that is so true, though. You know, yeah, because she's trying to say that they actually go back to the home, which is, hey.
I would have to agree. I have to agree because you see so many gold-digging women who had gold-digging mamas, who had gold-digging grandmamas, and you see so many deadbeat men who had a deadbeat daddy who had a deadbeat daddy.
Yeah.
So I would have to agree with that.
You have a lot of people that came from, you know, being poor, and I ain't never going back to that.
Got that, too.
Yeah, out here looking for a man with money.
Yeah, different situation. But you know what? One thing that really that disgusts me. Now, also, this is your face. These girls do it for money, and also I think for sex, you know, for sex too. But what I'm referring to is Playboy Mansion. Can you believe that? Now look,
that is a good example.
God. That's a good example. Now. Now y'all know those girls really don't want that man. Come on now, you take away his money, you take away his
mansion.
Come on. Would they still want him?
In his defense.
He has a defense.
You do not have to have sex with Hugh Hefner. You do not. It is not required.
Okay,
all the people who are in Playboy do not
I couldn't even prance around in front of him. That's somebody great granddaddy looking
dude. That is a pathetic.
Ain't no way.
It's just sad.
You can be in your 30s and be somebody's great granddaddy.
But it's just sad because the world, well, not the world, but so many people embrace that Playboy lifestyle. You know what I'm saying? That man has been doing that for years. Them girls don't want him. They're just doing that for the wealth.
Well, he's very experienced. He knows what he's doing, and he's laid the pipe right.
No, please.
He probably can't even get the pipe right.
Right, and then what's so bad about it is, you know, people be like, oh, he's a pimp, he's a man. No, he's not. He is just making these, he's degrading all these little girls
Shut up. You're such a feminist. These little girls.
I'm not.
Are,
no, I'm not.
I'm not. I can find you a 14-year-old that'll tell you everything you need to know about sex. Everything that you know.
Okay, well, he or she can
these
tell
girls,
me what the fuck.
These girls.
You always say that the girls did it. But however, he ain't nobody because he is promoting it. He don't have to do that, but he's promoting it. So what? I mean, you know what I'm saying? He don't have to have that whole setup of, you know, of the Playboy Mansion. So really, we have a caller.
Hello.
Hello.
Hi. This is Jersey. What's up, Jersey girl? What's up? How are you guys?
Wonderful. How are you?
We're doing great. Have you been listening to the show?
Yes, I have been listening to the show.
Okay. Did you have a comment?
No, I was actually calling because I was corresponding with somebody about doing the 9 to 10 show.
Yeah, but after the show about to end in 10 minutes.
Oh!
I'm going to ask you this, Jersey, are you on Central Standard Time?
Yes, I am.
Me too, baby. It's 8 to 9.
Oh, you are. Oh, you know it, Jersey.
Oh,
you know
so
it.
Much.
So I'm late right now.
But you still fly, though. You still keep it.
You
were
still fly. You know what? No, hey, Jersey. You know what? You know, yesterday we only do have 8 more minutes of the show. But if you want to, you can definitely stay on the show. But we're definitely, if you can, we're gonna have you back next week. 9 o'clock Eastern Standard Time.
Oh. Okay, no, because I'm traveling. Oh, that's so bad. I'm traveling
to 8 o'clock right time. Which will be
you
8
know,
and you got what? You was 10 minutes early. We
that's right.
Early.
Yeah. You were 10 minutes early. You know that now. But you know what, Jersey? Also, since we do have 8 more minutes, give us your thoughts. You know, what do you think of women and men, you know, who marry for just wealth? You know what I'm saying? What do you think about that?
Just wealth? I mean, some people, they get married for wealth or whatever because it benefits them. Like, nobody's going to say they're going to get married with a broke-ass person, you know? Excuse me. You know, there has to be some financial, like, stability there. You know what I'm saying? But I think that people get married in general just because most of them are afraid of being alone for the rest of their life.
Exactly. Yeah, that's what I said. You know, yeah, it's loneliness. Yeah, that's true. That's true. But you know what? But
like this right here. This right here is what it should be. If a person isn't, you know, rich or really financially stable, they should at least have the ambition to try to make themselves better. That's what you should see in this person. Enough so that you can actually date this person and see if for them long term. This person needs to want to better themselves and their whole situation that they're in. That's the kind of girl that I personally go for. I don't want no girl that's, okay, I'm happy where I'm at, and, you know, this is where I'm going to be. Okay, well, you stay there and call me when you're doing good.
Dang.
I'm trying to constantly better myself. So if she want to stay like she is, well, that's fine with you, but, you know, I want somebody that's going to get on my level and try to help me better myself as well. I'm helping them better herself.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Like I say, marriage is built on a foundation, you know? Marriage is built on a foundation. Now, if you get married for money, it's like basically building a foundation out of sand. Every dollar is one grain of sand. Now, when all that money runs out, what's going to happen to your building? It's going to collapse. There's no foundation. You have to get married for love.
That's
you
right.
Know? At least that's why I'm still single. I'm 28 years old, and I'm still single.
Oh, now, Jersey, that's
Tommy, look, there they go. Oh, Lord.
Jersey, I'm trying my best to hang in there and still do it for love. I'm trying, y'all.
But, you know, when you hear somebody saying, oh, I'm getting married, you're like, yo, for real? Like, for real, you really getting married? Are you sure? You know what I'm saying? It's like,
yeah.
It's such a risk that everybody takes, you know what I'm saying? Especially in the society that we live in today, you know?
Exactly.
I don't see the point of it, though. People say, okay, I'm getting married. You say, why? Because I love this person. I can love you and date you. That's one. Two, me
oh
marrying don't mean I love you more.
Help us all. Marriage is a significant commitment that says I love you so much that I want to be with you for the rest of my life.
It's a piece of paper. It's a business deal. Boy, stop. I don't know who's going to let you date for the rest of their life.
It is a business deal. You know why? You know why? Because this is what happens. This is when the business goes sour. She tries to take more money.
Oh, wow.
Oh, you don't want to be with me?
I don't
want to be with
you
me? Fine. I'm going to take you for as much as I can.
Mm-hmm.
And that right there brings in the greedy part.
He needs counseling.
You know, I... Wow,
I'm
you know,
I'm not
fine.
Worried about that, though, because, you know, I'm having my wife sign a prenup anyway.
Oh,
okay.
I
believe in prenup, man. You believe in prenup, so I'm with you on it. I believe it. I believe in it.
We are 4 minutes down to the show. Everybody, thank you so much for your Facebook and Twitter comments. We also want to thank Jersey. Now, Jersey, now, will we hear you next week?
Yes, I will be here next week. I will definitely be here next week, Eastern Standard Time.
You got it. Okay.
Exactly.
Everybody, make sure you tune back in to hear our trial host for next week, who will be Jersey in the building.
Hey.
Now, Jersey. Now, Jersey, now, where are you at? Where are you from, or where are you at?
Well, I'm from Jersey originally, but I just moved out to Nashville, Tennessee.
Okay. You got two of us in Nashville? Wow.
That's what's up. That's what's
yeah.
up. That's what's
Cancel
up.
Stuff up.
That's what's up. But, you know, everybody, we definitely want to thank you for tuning in to the Keeping It Real Hot and Fresh show. Now, as y'all know, we get into our 10 ways you know you ghetto. Now, Jersey, you know what I'm saying? Just to let you know. Now, Jersey, do you know any ghetto people in your life?
Do I have ghetto people in my life? Unfortunately, yes, I do.
Well, what we do every night of our show, we have a you know, a segment called 10 Ways to Be Ghetto. So basically, you know, we're just telling people, you know, about either themselves or those ghetto people that's in your life, and that's how we close the show. So everybody, y'all know how we do before we get into 10 Ways to Be Ghetto. And I want to thank Tori D, Moose T, and our host for next week, Jersey, for calling in, and we're going to close out with 10 ways. Y'all know y'all ghetto. All right, y'all? Number 10. Number 10. All
right.
You know you ghetto if your 4-year-old can't talk, but she can do the Keep It Shuffle.
Oh,
what
my
are y'all,
God.
You know what I'm saying? What are y'all teaching these kids? You know?
I don't even know
they can't
mean.
Talk. They don't know no ABCs, but they know to Keep It Shuffle. Okay?
You know, I actually heard about somebody with a boy like that.
You heard about what?
Well, let me see. You know you ghetto. You know you ghetto when you still got Fila sneakers rocking them like they the newest Jordans. She's crazy.
Wow. All right. Number 9. You know you ghetto if you're trying to get creative this Thanksgiving. Instead of stuffing the turkey with stuffing, you substituting it for chitlins. Now, why y'all put chitlins? Y'all crazy. Number 8. You know you ghetto if you're shopping for flowers to put in your yard, yet your house is a filthy mess. Now, you know, I know people like that. Their yard is very beautiful. Who your mama? Your mama, okay. Number 7, you know you ghetto if you buy generic brands such as Hamburger Partner, Fruit Loops, Mountain Lion, and you try to say it tastes the same as the name brand. Now, y'all know it all tastes the same.
I believe it, Abby. I have Hamburger Partner downstairs. What?
Wow, number 6. You know you ghetto if you both, hold on, my bad. You know you ghetto if you have both turkey legs on your plate for Thanksgiving. Come on now. Y'all greedy. Number 5. You know you ghetto if you hang family portraits in your bathroom.
What's wrong with
that? No. I'm going to grab my looking at there while you taking a dump.
Exactly. I told you to take it last, so you don't be straining. Number 4. You know you ghetto if you hang out at the mall with your friends every weekend, but you never buy anything. I mean, you don't need a...
I hate that. That's so bad.
That's so enthusiastic. You be right up there every week or buy something.
Hey. Number 3. You know you ghetto if you wear sunglasses at night or indoor. Now, you know, I say something to do that, but say
right.
You be pimping. You be pimping at night.
You know what I'm
saying? Number 2.
Number two, you know you get if you take your kids with you to late night bingo on a school night. I mean,
oh,
you got to pay
Lord.
The bills, though. You know, you got to pay the bills. You might win. You know, you just got to sacrifice. You know?
Lord.
And number
five. So your mama used to take him to late night bingo.
So you win $5,000.
Oh, have mercy.
And number one, y'all.
If you win $5,000, school is over. I'm rich.
Okay. And number one, you know you ghetto if you can't wait for Thanksgiving, not because of spending time with your family, but you want to see how many plates you can collect from everybody's house.
I did that. That is so ghetto, but 1 year I did that because all my aunts sold down. And I was like, okay, I'm going to go to NY. Okay, then I'm going to go over here and get a plate.
Okay. Right. Over there, they got the ham, I like. All right,
wow.
Y'all, that's how you keep it real hot and fresh. Keep it real fresh. Next Monday, we will have a special trial host. Miss Jersey will be into his house.
Yes.
Y'all have a happy Thanksgiving, everybody, and we will see y'all next week. Peace.